Hello and welcome back to another episode of Unravel Narrator. Hey you guys, and welcome to my new segment called Free Dress. I decided to do this because I've like, from the very few podcasts that I've listened to or like watched on YouTube, I like just see people how they just shoot this shit and they run, like they go from topic to topic to topic. And I'm like, damn, I usually have like an overall like theme to my episodes. So I really just don't be shooting the shit and just like going everywhere under the moon. I don't know. Like, and I really wanted like this time, I was like, wow, like I just really want to shoot this shit and just say whatever's on my head for like whatever's been on my mind. Because if you follow the Instagram, unreliablenarrator.mp3, yeah, I changed the handle. I have a what's on my mind, like on my story, and I just say what's on my mind, like movies I've seen or things I've been thinking about or things I've saw that I'm like, yo, like I've been thinking about her. I usually just put that there. I'm like, what if I did an episode called Free Dress? And like, if you went to a school that you had to wear mandatory uniform, you know, free dress days were like coveted. We loved those. We stepped out. We show up to show out on those days because on the regular, you'd be wearing polos and khaki, like the fuck. So I was like, for free dress, I wanted it to be like a Mod Podge, just how it's like a Mod Podge of outfits on free dress day. So like this episode, we're gonna go everywhere. I have like a couple of things written down of like what I wanted to talk about, but maybe I'll just think of stuff off the dome. And right now, like what I'm thinking about is how I just want to preface that it's been super duper hot here, like where I live, the Bay Area. And this is very rare. Like, it never gets really hot. Like, it's been, like, 85, 89, like, where I live. And that's too much for me. So, I have the window open because our house doesn't have AC. Like, a lot of houses here don't have AC. And, again, like, I always tell y'all, I live across the street from, like, BART. So, you will hear the train. And perhaps you might hear some fireworks because the 4th of July is approaching us. So, just, like, I'm gonna have to take a pause, and I'm literally not gonna edit it out because I feel like that gives to the ambiance. There's an ambiance to us, you guys. Just how, like, you might hear a buzzing because that's my fish tank in the back. But let me check in on my fish because I literally had to turn off their filter because their filter makes so much fucking noise, and I got a new one because it was just like a whole thing, but I'm gonna have an episode about that because I wanna talk about animals. But other than that, like, you are gonna hear Bart pass by, and I will have to take a pause mid-story, mid-sentence, because that's usually how it goes. So if you hear that, don't be alarmed, don't be afraid. I don't think you would be afraid, but don't be shocked. If you're wearing like earbuds, headphones, whatever, apologies if it's like louder than my voice, apologies. And again, like, I'm not gonna edit it out because it adds to the ambiance. But free dress, it's gonna be free reign, it's gonna be a Mod Podge of things. Sorry if I'm gonna jump everywhere, because that's just how it is. And this is honestly going to sound like a conversation, like a normal conversation my friend or someone would have with me, because I'm literally all over the place. I always am. But I'm going to try to go, like, you're going to know, like, what stories I'm telling, because I don't want to be like, oh, I remember this one time. Oh, actually, I want to talk about it. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I hope I'm not going to do that, because it's going to be my first time doing this, y'all. Be patient with me. But, like, the first thing I wrote on my list of what I wanted to talk about was concert etiquette. I was gonna have a whole episode about, like, concerts and the concerts I've been to and things, like, stories like that, but I'm just like, damn, like, I've had a Coachella episode, I've had a Camp Vlogna episode, like, I already share those stories, but this year I've been going to hella concerts, and lately, the concert etiquette or, like, people at concerts, I don't know if I have super bad luck and I'm always around a bunch of crazies or weirdos, but it's been happening too often now that I'm like, I need to go get, like, saged or like holy water thrown at me or something, because I have like the worst luck. Lately I've been okay, but like for the past like 3 concerts I've had the worst luck. And it all started when I went to I went to go see Enhypen, and like the next 2 concerts I'm about to talk about are K-pop concerts. So I went to go see Enhypen, and I'm like there with my friend Monica, my sister Monsi, and my friend Maria. We're like an aisle seat, so like we're like, yeehaw, we're at the aisle, so we don't have to like pass a bunch of people. And in front of us is this guy, these 2 friends, and this girl on the edge who's just like by herself. And next to the guy who's in front of me, there's 2 open seats, and these seats are never taken. They're gonna be empty the whole concert, as like what we realized. So and Hyping gets on the stage, it's all chill, everyone's dancing, everyone has their lights, think it's all fun. And I see the guy in front of me. I don't really mind him because he's a bit taller, but it's not his fault for his height. It doesn't matter. But the thing is, like, he starts, like, dancing, and that's totally fine. Like, I'm dancing, too. But he starts taking up space in the two empty seats. He starts, like, going, like, dancing more in where those two empty seats are, which is, like, great, go ahead, do that. But the thing about this guy is, which is so silly, because, like, before this concert, I was telling, like, Monica and my sister about how, like, I have this weird phobia. I don't think it's a phobia. I think it's just, like, I get really uncomfortable when people, like, dance in public. Like, when flash mobs were a thing, that used to make me really uncomfortable. And I don't know what about it makes me, like, I get really, like, my skin starts to, like, itch and, like, I get, like, cold up my spine. I get really, like, I can't look at people dance in public. Like, and I feel so bad because I'm not saying, like, they're bad. I just, like, have a really hard time. And at a lot of K-pop concerts, like, people would do, like, they'll play, like, music, and people who know that, like, K-pop dancers will go in the middle and, like, dance. Like, I have to avoid those. Like, I don't like seeing them. And it's, like, literally no blame to these people. I just, like, it makes me really uncomfortable, but that's, like, a personal issue. So I just, like, avert my eyes. But, the guy in front of us, I feel like he's one of those people that, like, attend those events where, like, they'll put on, like, random K-pop songs and people will go in the middle and dance to the choruses. Because he was, like, doing the choreo that was happening on stage. But mind you, like, this was, like, super intense choreo. Like, they was, like, punching the air, doing flips and turns and shit like that. And mind you, he's trying to do it in an aisle seat. Like, we're not on the main floor. Like, we're in, like, a section. And he's, like, going buck wild. Okay? Like, he's going crazy. And to the point where he's, like, throwing his arms. Like, he looks like he's punching the air. And I'm like, ooh, we're veering away from the choreo now. Like, we're freestyling. And mind you, like, he's taking up, like, the three seats. Like, he's taking up his seat and the two empty seats next to him. Like, so he's going back and forth, and, like, just really going crazy. And I'm like, more power to you, brother. But this is my thing. He was going so crazy for the next, like, five songs, to the point where I don't think he had any more, like, awareness of where he was, because he started really getting close to the girl he was initially sitting next to. And, like, to the point where, like, he looked like he was about to knock her out, like, clock her in the face, like, punch her in the face or hit her in the face with his elbow. And mind you, like I said, he's way taller than, like, me, yeah, and, like, the girls next to him, like, he was way taller. And mind you, in Hypen is, like, it's a younger K-pop group, so, like, the crowd there was, like, very much younger, probably, like, high school. Like, I felt like an old-ass hag, even though I'm not that old, but I was just, like, I love this music. I'm gonna be here too. But I was just seeing this guy get closer and closer. Despite all the room he had, he kept getting closer to the girl he was initially sat next to. And like, I saw her, she just like literally like hugged herself, and like, and it looked like she was just gonna like just let it happen. Like, if she got hit in the face by this man, or this man like shoved her, she was just gonna let it happen. And I understand, like, because I used to be once somebody like that, like someone who never spoke up for myself, who just let things happen because I'm like, oh, I'm scared. And she just looked like one of those people that she was just like, oh, I'm just not going to say anything to him. I'm just going to let it happen. Well, guess what, mama? I'm not. I'm very vocal. I don't care. Like, I will be like, hey, stop. Like, and I literally was so scared for her because he was throwing elbows, you guys. Like, I don't know if y'all see those, like, videos of people moshing and they're straight up, like, punching people in the face and, like, donkey kicking people and, like, elbowing people in the face. He was literally doing that. Like, he was freestyling his own choreo. I don't know what he was doing. But he was just going buck wild and he was throwing his arms everywhere. To the point where he literally almost smacked her in the face, and he got close to her again, and he literally was about to elbow her in the face. So I put my arm in between them, because I'm behind them. I put my arm between them, and I, like, tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, excuse me, you're gonna hit her. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he, like, moved, like, to the right a little bit, and then she looked at me, and she's like, thank you. I was like, no worries, girl. And, like, I think intermission happened. He sat down, he was like, oh, sorry again, to the girl, and she's like, it's fine. And, like, he gets up to do something. We have to take our first pause. Here we go. I wonder how many cars was this train, maybe a 6-car train? But anyway, so he, like, leaves because it's intermission, and then she turns back and was like, thank you so much. I was like, no worries, girl. Like, I was so afraid he was going to elbow you in the face, and she's like, oh, I know. And I felt so bad. She's just, like, this young girl, probably in high school. And she was just, like, didn't want to speak up for herself. And, like, I used to be that girl. So that's why I stood up for her. Because I was like, girl, like, I would feel so bad if you got knocked in the face. And then you had to leave the venue because it hurt. Or, like, you had to go to first aid to help you because you got fucking, you're gonna get a black eye because you got elbowed in the fucking face at an hyping concert, the fuck. But I think they went, they played their more mellow songs and the man like mellowed down. And but like that was like one thing that happened at that concert, and I was just like thinking, like, I totally understand if you're like, if you're in general admission, you're on the bottom floor, there's more space for you to dance a lot. But when you're in the sections, like, in the aisle, it's so narrow. Like, it's so narrow and so short. Like, and I understand, like, he had two extra seats next to him that he could fully just dance in. But I wish he had more body awareness. Like, he was more aware of his surroundings. Because, like, he knew there was someone next to him. Like, he sat next to them before the concert for a cool minute. We were there for, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. He was sat next to these girls. And, like, you didn't think, like, oh, I'm going buck wild. Like, maybe I'm gonna be careful with my arms that I don't hit anybody. Like, he didn't. And I was like, okay. Okay. Like, that's why I put my arm out there. And I was like, don't hit this girl. Like, excuse me. You're gonna hit her. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, are you? Like, what the fuck? But, yeah, he mellowed out for the rest of the concert. And he was just chilling. And I was like, all right, party hardy, brother. But this is the next one, and this is another K-pop concert, and it's one that, like, I have been waiting for, and I paid so much fucking money. If, like, you know how much K-pop tickets are, they're equivalent to, like, going to a 3-day festival. Like, you're paying, like, $500 for, like, main floor tickets, like, with sound check and, like, all that shit. And I love TXT. I've loved them for a cool minute now. And I've gone to, like, every single concert they've had when they've come to California. And, like, last year, they only went to Los Angeles. So, like, Monica and my sister, like, flew. Or, like, I think they drove. I don't know if they drove or they flew. But they came down and we went to their concert. But I was, like, low-key pissed at our seats because, like, every other place was, like, a regular venue. But ours was a stadium. And, like, they did not make that shit, like, the stage and the catwalk big enough for it to actually, like, be worthwhile to be in a stadium. And I was pressed, y'all. I was pressed. So I was like, next time we're only doing floor. Like, I want floor. So yes, I dropped so much fucking money. I dropped like $500 because of the goddamn fees on these tickets, because we had sound check. And like, this was like a whole day affair. Like, we left at like 10 or 11 to get to the Coliseum, and the concert is at 7. Like, hello. But like, we went to merch, we did all this, but it was like one of those odd days where the UV was so fucking high that people were getting sunburn outside. Like, but I was lucky because I put my cardigan over my head because my hair ties were popping. I don't know why, but the science behind that is maybe it's because of the heat on my hair ties, I don't know, but they were like popping and it was like ruining my hair. Like, I was like, girl, I don't got any hair ties left. But thankfully, Monsi took out a hair. No, I think Maria took out one of her hair ties and gave it to me for my braid to keep my hair looking cute and looking fresh. But I saw so many people get sunburnt. Like, they got so sunburnt. Like, we had to wear all these, like, lanyards to show that we had sound check. And people got, like, lanyard tans. And, like, people had a bunch of, like, rips in their clothes. And, like, the, oh my gosh. And, like, I saw this girl, like, she had, like, a ripped, like, cardigan on, and like when she took it off, like, she had a sunburn everywhere, her skin was like shown, but like there was a bunch of lines on her back that were pale because of her like ripped like jacket. And I was like, oh damn, that fucking sucks. But mind you, we've been outside for like 500 million years. They told us to line up at like 3:30 and sound check was like at 5:30, and they were not letting anyone in, and it was like 5 already. And I was like, fuck, are they gonna let us in or what? And I was already getting real pissed. And I was getting real tired because you're like next to hella fucking heads. These lines are so disorganized and they're just like hooting and hollering and yelling, even though there's hella fucking heads everywhere. Like, where's the blowhorn? Like, where's the little megaphone? Like, hello? Don't y'all have that? Like, hello? But they're just out here hooting and hollering using their regular voice when it's not even loud enough. But I was just like, okay. So I was already tired. And we get into the venue and we go to our seats. And, like, these seats, like, I don't know if the Coliseum, like, the Oakland Coliseum has ever done, like, a K-pop concert. Because, like, the seats were just so, like, boozy. Like, they were fucking bunk. Like, they were just, like, the smallest things. And, like, the rows were so narrow. Like, they were so short and small. And, like, I'm sat. It's, like, me. And to my left, it's Monica and Hiba. And then to my right is my sister and Maria. Like, I'm, like, smack dab in the middle. And we're on the floor. I'm so geeked. Sound check happens. I'm so happy. And I, like, there's a mom and daughter next to us. And I had a bad feeling about this daughter already by the way she was looking at me. And you might be one of those people like, oh, people look at you sideways, they just look at you and you think they're saying something. Oh, God. Give me a second. No, like, oh, you're just grabbing at air, Eleanor. Like, no, like, I know when people are looking at me funny. Because it happens often. But I just, like, she was side-eyeing me and looking at me like I was crazy. And I was like, girl, you good? Like, you need something? But whatever. The concert starts happening. And randomly, a girl randomly goes into our row. And I think she's just trying to find her seat. So I let her pass me. And then I'm like singing, dancing. And I look to my right to go talk to Monty and Maria and be like, do y'all see this? Like, this is so crazy because we're so close. And I see the girl that initially like just passed me like a song ago is like standing in front of Maria in the aisle. And Maria's like squished because like the aisle is so small and narrow, like I told y'all. And I'm like, Maria, like, where's this girl trying to go? She's like, I don't know. I asked her if she wanted to leave and she said no. And I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, excuse me to the girl. And she's like, huh? And I was like, do you need to get out? And she's like, she looked around and she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, then get out. So I like made everyone step back and made her go through the aisle. Cause I'm like, the fuck are you doing there? Why are you standing there? We're like three songs in and you're just standing in front of my friend in the aisle for what? You don't belong here. You don't have a seat here. Move. So she leaves. And then a couple songs pass. I have to pee so fucking bad. Like it was critical. But mind you, the only bathrooms near me were porta potties and there's no light. Like I'm not about to do that. So I held it. But then I like turned to my left to like look at Monica and Heba. And then I noticed the girl that has been side-eyeing me that sits next to Heba is literally shoving Heba. Like, shoving her with her light stick, shoving her with her phone, and is basically in Heba's space. Like, we all have, like, this seat in the space in front of us, and she's literally in that space in front of her. Like, she did not keep to herself, she did not keep to her own little space, and mind you, like, if she needed more room, go hug your mom. Go and be in your mom's space. Don't be in my friend's space. So she's basically shoving Heba and like basically in front of Heba, like her light stick is literally gonna hit Heba in the face. And I'm like, this is when I'm like, Heba and Monica are like that girl in Hypen. Like they're very kind, they're very sweet, and they're very quiet. So I'm like telling Heba, I'm like, Heba, tell that girl to move, tell her to move. And she's like, no, like it's okay, like it's okay. And I'm like, no, Heba, tell that girl to move, because Heba has like no space, Monica's making space for her, and then Monica is next to me, so then we're all trying to make space, and we're all just gonna start being uncomfortable, because we're all trying to make space for a girl that shouldn't even be where she is right now. So I'm like, Heba, go tell that girl to move, because like she's gonna hit you in the face with her goddamn light stick. And she like pats the girl on the shoulder and is like, hey, can you like scoot over, because like you're in my space. And the girl like looks at her like Heba like spat in her face or something, and like she moves over for the rest of the song. And we're like, we're partying up. And then I look over again at Monica and Heba, and where's that bitch again? In the same fucking spot. She's in front of Heba, taking Heba's space. And Heba's like literally like her, like she's like squished herself. She has like her hand and her lights get up to her chest, like trying to make herself look smaller. And I'm like, Heba, tell her to move. And like Heba's like trying to do it again, but she's like, I already asked her and she didn't fucking move. And you know what, I was like, you know what, fuck this shit. And mind you, like I don't have a good reach, so you know what I did, I took my light stick and I poked this girl. I didn't push her, I poked her with my light stick. And she looked at me like I like kicked her or something. She's like, she looked at me like I did something wrong. And I'm like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. So I poke her and I'm like, excuse me, can you move? And then she looked at me like I said something obscene to her. And she like moves and she stays that way the whole time. And I see her snitch to her mom. I'm like, yeah, let your mom say something to me. And like her and her mom look at me during intermission. I'm like, and what? Are you going to say something? No, exactly. Because literally when it comes to that, when you spend like $500 on these seats, like, bitch, I'm going to make sure I'm comfortable and my friends around me are comfortable. Like, best believe you're not have your hand, your arm in my fucking face in my area that I paid for. Fuck out of here. And for the rest of the concert, she basically like kept to herself and recorded the screen next to us. Because I was like, yeah, because I will poke you again. And don't make me get security, because security was coming in, y'all. Like, there was security behind us telling people to get out this fucking row behind us. I saw security in the section next to us telling people to get out of the row. And I was like, ooh, I wonder what's going on. But I enjoyed my concert. But there's things like that, like the etiquette, like you looking at me like I'm crazy when I'm clocking you for something you did wrong. But I was like, when you start infringing on my pockets, like I paid money to be here and you're infringing on my time and the way I'm trying to enjoy myself, best believe I'm gonna speak up. And I want y'all to know, like, I'm not rude about it. Like, I always try to be really nice, but it gets to the point where, like, nice is not enough. Like, now I'm gonna give you an attitude because you wasn't listening when I was being polite. So, hello? And yeah, like, I didn't hit her with the light stick. I poked her because I'm, like, I don't have a reach. So I had to poke her with my light stick. And if she looked at me like I was crazy, so be it. But yeah, and I know she got hella sunburned because I saw her back at the beginning and I was like, yeah, that shit red as fuck. Anyways. But yeah, concert etiquette is be out the door. I don't know why people are just so, like, rude and so entitled. It's so bonkers to me. And they look at you like you crazy for asking for common decency. And it's like, okay, mama, you wanna look at me like that? Like, best believe I'm gonna do something about it. Like, ugh, bye. But yeah, she kept looking at me the rest of the concert. I was like, look at me. I don't care. Take a picture, mama. I don't care. Tell your friends about me. I don't care. Tell your mama about me. I don't care. What'd your mom do? Nothing. Exactly. So, yeah. I remember my sister told her coworkers about what I did. And they're like, oh, I wish Eleanor would come with me to concerts. I'm like, I swear to God, I never want to have a problem with anybody at concerts. I never do. But if there is one, I will stick up for myself and my friends and people around me. Like, I'm going to do it. I don't care. Again, if you start messing with my money and what I paid for, I'm gonna say something about it. I wonder if, like, other people, I know this has been a big thing on social media, people be like, people have no common decency, like, common courtesy, they don't know concert etiquette, all this other shit. Because I was like, are people forgetting how to be a human being? Are people forgetting about community? Like, people are so fucking annoying these days. Like, be fucking for real. I was like, and mind you, and especially at K-pop concerts, I swear to God, people think, like, they're gonna get me behind stage, like, they're gonna take me backstage and get me to sign the NDA, y'all. Like, girl, you're 16. You think they're gonna catch a case? I don't think so. You think they can see you from all the way up here? I don't think so, mama. That's all I'm saying. But if that NDA ever comes my way, baby, you know I'll fucking sign it. And that time, I will not say anything, because you know I have a problem with signing NDAs and actually spilling beans. Anyways, but that's why I was like, oh my God, there's something in the air. People just don't know how to act anymore. And this goes into my next thing. Like, I don't know what has been happening for the past couple weeks, but usually, like I said in, like, my other episodes of, like, how we should, like, talk to people more in, like, public, like, strangers, and make small talk, because I feel like people are like, I don't want small talk, let's talk about deep shit. And I'm like, not with strangers. Like, don't be fucking trauma dumping on a stranger at the bus stop, just talk about the weather. Like, the fuck. So I talk to people a lot, like, in public, and I talk to, like, service workers and all that stuff. Like, I always chop it up. And I'm not one of those people, like, that I don't know how to take a hint. When people don't want to talk to me, I don't talk to them. Like, I'm not the type. But I usually talk to people, and it usually goes very well. Like, there's something about being out here. People are incredibly nice to me. And I have a good time talking to strangers and talking to service workers and talking to cashiers and stuff like that. But I don't know what happened in the air. Because last time, I've been outside, y'all. Like, and what I mean by outside, I don't mean going to the club, going to bars. I mean, I've been touching grass, going on hikes and camping. And I've been trying to get, like, my gear up. And I've been going to, like, REI and Sports Basement. And I have a membership to the Sports Basement, so I like to go there more. And I went with my sister and my friend Mika, because Mika wanted a collapsible water bottle, because nowadays at concert venues, hiking or whatever, like, oh, especially at I was going somewhere with this. Concert venues, you're not allowed to bring, like, reusable water bottles anymore. And because people like to throw shit at the artists, like, what the fuck is wrong with people? So she wanted one for concerts, especially when we were hiking, because she didn't have, like, a Camelback, like, water pack. She just wanted a collapsible water bottle. So we went to Sports Basement first before we went to REI, and we were in, like, the water pack area, and all I could find were, like, water flasks, which resemble, like, a Ziploc bag with, like, a spout on it, but that's not what she wanted. She wanted, like, a collapsible water bottle. So, while we were looking, a guy came by, and he was like, hey, do y'all need any help? And we're like, oh, no, not right now, but thank you. And he's like, all right. And he, like, leaves, and, like, we're looking, and I can't find anything. So I go back to the guy that asked us if we needed help initially. And I'm like, hey, do y'all have collapsible water bottles? And he's like, what? And I was like, oh, collapsible water bottles, like, they resemble a water bottle, but when you're not using them, like, there's no water in it, you can collapse them and make them, like, smaller and compact. And he was like, oh, we have, like, those water things over there, like, the water flasks. So I was like, oh, like, not necessarily, like, those ones, but, like, the collapsible ones. He's like, nah, I don't even think they would work anyway. Like, and he was like, I doubt they even work. like, about the collapse of water bottle I'm talking about. And I don't know what happened or what I said. I don't think I said anything. But he, like, caught an attitude. And he was like, I doubt those even work. I doubt those even work. And I was like, oh, like, sir, I'm just asking a fucking question. Are you okay? And he just looked at me like I was inconveniencing him and like I was stupid all of a sudden. And I was just like, what the fuck did I say? So I'm so uncomfortable. And we're all just like stood there like, huh? Because he was being super chill. All of a sudden he wasn't. And he was acting like I was stupid. And I was just like, okay. And I just started laughing. I was like, okay, sorry, but thank you for your help. And I just like start laughing because I when I'm uncomfortable, I laugh. And I look at Mika and I'm like, did I say anything wrong? And I was like, a collapsible water bottle exists, right? And she's like, yes, dude, they exist. And I was like, there's so many things that are collapsible, like collapsible chairs, a collapsible tent. Like, there's so many things that are collapsible. Like, why did you be like, I doubt that even works. Like, what do you mean it doesn't work? My sister has one and it works just fine. But I was just like, fuck, like, are you okay, sir? Like, I don't know what I said. Like, I don't know. But yeah, like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, hello? But, it's shit like that I'm like, oh, and this is why I don't want to ask anybody for help. Like, because of shit like this. And then another time, I was like, I had to go pick up something from FedEx Express. And it was like, I don't know what time it was. It was probably like 1 o'clock. And my dad drops me off. And I'm just like, I'm like just going to go and pick it up and like leave. And there's like a guy in front of me walking in too. And he's like wearing those like orange, like construction shirts. And I was like, oh, chill. And there's a guy in front of him that's also like resembling, like he's wearing a Carhartt, like, jacket, and he looks like he's also in construction. And there's like a woman picking up paper from the front. She like goes off and goes and cuts it with those really big cutters, the paper cutters. And there's like one guy at the cashier and like another guy like roaming around trying to get papers or like orders together. And the guy in the front that it's like up next, he's like, hey, like, do you guys have like only like single pieces of paper that are like more like a thicker cardstock rather than printer paper? And he's like, oh yes, like, do you just need one? He's like, yeah, I just want to buy one because I don't want to buy the whole pack. He's like, yeah, we do have that. And he goes in the back, gets a piece of paper. But then the guy that's like going in the back, I think that's the manager, he takes over the cashier so the other guy could just like do the orders in the back. So he was like, oh, so like, is this all you want? He's like, no, like, I'm also looking for an envelope, like a professional envelope, but I don't want to buy the pack over there. Like, I don't need 100. I just need one. And he's like, do you guys sell that? And the guy's like, oh no, we don't sell that. We only sell like the big packs. Now I have to pause because the train. Isn't this so ambiance? Like, how cute. Like, I feel like I'm in New York. I feel like I'm in New York. Okay. Anyways, so he asked, like, oh, do you just, like, I just want one. And the guy's like, no, sorry. Like, we do have the piece of paper, but we don't have, like, an envelope that only, like, a single envelope. And he's talking about those, like, yellow envelopes that people, like, send, like, papers in. And he's like, oh, like, I only need one. Like, I don't want to buy the whole pack for $18. He's like, oh, sorry. But like, he's like, do you have any other envelopes? He's like, yeah, we have like the shipping envelopes that say FedEx on them. He's like, no, I don't want that. Like, I want it to look professional. And I'm standing there like, what's not professional about a FedEx envelope? But I was just like, okay, like, teach their own. But now, like, maybe 3 minutes, this conversation has been going on for 3 minutes, but now this man is catching an attitude. And you can hear it because he's getting so frustrated with, I don't know what, because this man helping him is like giving him all the answers and telling him like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have that. And mind you, we had a FedEx Express. It's a much smaller store, much smaller like supplies. Like they don't have hella. And he's like, what do you all have? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like we only have these. And he shows, he was like, no, I don't want that. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like we don't have what you want. And he's like, is there any other place that would actually have that? Like you guys don't have anything here. And I'm like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, did you not read the fucking sign? It's a FedEx Express. Express meaning it really is just for in and out, in and out. It is not going to have everything a regular FedEx would have. The fuck? But people are stupid. So he's like, is there anywhere else that would have one? He's like, yeah, a regular FedEx store would probably have more supplies. There's one in Berkeley, which is like really close to us in the city over. And he's like, oh, is there one in Emeryville? Mind you, Emeryville is way farther than where we are initially. And I'm like, why would you want to go over there? But teach their own. That's your own gas. If you want to waste it, go ahead. And he's like, yeah, like, you can go over there. They're probably going to have what you need. He's like, are they going to have the paper? And he's like, yes, it's a much bigger store, so they're going to carry more inventory. And the guy is just, like, really upset. He's already riled up. And he's like, I just can't believe you guys don't have anything here. Like, that's bullshit. Like, you don't have anything in here. And I'm like, why are you cussing now? Like, maybe 5 minutes have passed now in this whole conversation. I'm like, what the fuck happened in these 5 minutes that got you all riled up, sir? So he goes off to the side and he's still lingering in the store. And the next guy comes up and he's like, I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, I need an envelope for this piece of paper. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, we only have these FedEx ones. And this guy's like, this is bullshit. Like, what kind of store is this? Like, why don't you guys have anything? And I'm standing there like, are you okay? Like, what the fuck just happened? Like, it's been like 7 minutes now in the store. But now this new guy has come up and he's already angry. Maybe something happened to him while he was waiting in line that made him so angry and shit. And mind you, the other guy that was previously there, they're saying, this is some bullshit. He's still there. And he's just lingering. I'm like, motherfucker, go home. Go to the next FedEx now. And now they're like, both of them are just complaining about the store. And I'm just standing there baffled. And the woman in the corner just trying to cut her paper, having a dinner and a show. And they're like over here complaining, like, this is bullshit. Like, what kind of fucking store is this? You guys don't have anything. And I'm like, they do have things. Just not what you want. Like, I'm sorry. And mind you, like, you know how I tell y'all, like, oh, I love talking to strangers. I love helping people. Like, I love having small talk. What's crazy if they weren't, like, catching attitudes and being so mad, disrespectful, and being crazy up in this store, I would have told them that across the street there's a Daiso. And they sell the envelopes they're looking for, like a 3-pack of them for like $1.50. Like, if they weren't all riled up and being mad disrespectful to the people who work there, causing the fucking scene, cussing everywhere, I would have told them, like, hey, like, the things you want, if you go across the street at the Daiso, they have it and it's cheap, $1.50 if you want it. Like, see? So easy. But they were like hooting and hollering in the goddamn FedEx Express. I kept my mouth shut. And it's so silly because as they were leaving, the second guy that was like, I'm in the same boat as this guy, he goes, what does he say? He's like, I just remembered. Welcome to the new world, I guess. Like, he says that shit as he slams the door. He's like, welcome to the new world, I guess. And I was like, standing there being like, are we in fucking Mad Max when the whole world is a desert now? Are we in Waterworld where all of a sudden the whole world is just water now? And we're literally, like, living on boats and shrubbery, like fucking old shrap metal. Like, is that what we're living in? No. What do you mean by welcome to the new world, I guess? What? Are you okay? And, like, I think that comment really sent me over. Because when they called, like, oh, next person in line, I straight up just start laughing. I start laughing. And I'm like, what? I was like, what a fucking weirdo. To the cashier. And he starts laughing with me. He's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I was trying to help him, but he just got so upset. And I was like, I know. That's why I'm laughing. Like, what the fuck was his deal? Mind you, like, not a lot of time has passed. And they were so riled up. Like, they were so angry. And I'm like, are you okay? But it's shit like that where I'm like, it's so crazy because they, of course, immediately went to go blame the people who work there, acting like they're the ones who decide what their store carries instead of trying to be resourceful. And it's just like, you already know what kind of genre person I'm talking about. Like, everything is handed to them. They feel like everyone is at their beck and call. Like, you need to be the one to solve their problem. Like, I'm sorry. Like, these people are just out here selling paper. Like, I'm sorry they don't have the envelope you have. And, like, you know, like, they might have been in a time crunch, you know? But why is that anyone else's problem but your own? That's your fault that you have poor timing. Like, that's not my fault. Like, huh? And what's crazy is, like, they didn't make you drive to that store anyway. You could have called and asked if they had the things you wanted. And if you didn't, then you could have gone to a different store. And it's also them acting like Staples doesn't exist, Office Max doesn't exist, Target doesn't exist, acting like FedEx Express is the only thing they can get a fucking envelope from. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Get over yourself. And, like, there's another time where I was in Costco in Vallejo. I've never been at that Costco, and I understand why now. And it's like 90-something degrees, hot as shit, and the ice cream machine is down, and so is the soda machine, and it's like tragic. And everyone in this fucking line, everyone at the food court is hooting and hollering about how is the ice cream machine down? It's fucking down. Just how the freaking Baja Blast machine at Taco Bell be down all the time. It just be down, okay? Like, get over your fucking self. And they're hooting and hollering at the people, the cashiers and the people working in the food court about the ice cream machine. I'm like, get over yourselves, okay? Get over yourselves. Yes, it's hot. But it's not anything abnormal. Like, it'd be hot in Vallejo all the time. Like, get over your fucking self. Go to the Raley's, go to the Safeway and go buy an ice cream pack. Like, shut up. Or go into the fucking Costco and buy it. Like, shut up. But they're, like, getting all upset about it. And I remember this woman comes up. And, like, mind you, there's hella freaking heads waiting for the pizzas, okay? this woman comes up and it's like, how long for the pizza? And she's like, and the guy's like, oh, she, I think she ordered a half pepperoni, a half cheese. And she's like, how long for my half and half? And he's like, oh, it's going to be 20 to 30 minutes. And she's like, oh, how about if I only got a cheese and pepperoni? And he's like, it will be 20 to 30 minutes. And she's like, no, like if I changed my order and I only got cheese or I got a pepperoni, like how long would it be? He was like, it would still be 20 to 30 minutes. And he like leaves and goes to work. And she's like, wow, he didn't even answer my question. And I was like, I'm standing there like, girl, he did. You just didn't want to hear it. And she's out here complaining with everyone standing there. She's like, everyone's hot. Everyone's hot. Like, they're not the only people who are hot. We're hot too. And I'm like, they're working in the kitchen right now. It's way hotter near those ovens than it is on this on the other side. We're standing next to the broken Pepsi machine, mama. It's not hot over here. They're in the kitchen working. It's hot over there. And she's like, I guess not everyone's up for, like, as good at being a good at customer service, I guess. I'm like, girl, you was asking stupid questions. Okay? And at least he had the decency to ask, like, answer your stupid question. Not once, but twice. And I should have known. She was wearing one of those Bluetooth headsets. Like, motherfucker, shut up. Shut up. And there's another time I was in Target in San Diego, and we had the self-checkout. We're at like a Target Express. It's a super small one. And the self-checkout was closed. I think the machines were down. So there's two cashiers open. And I'm like waiting. I'm probably like third in line. And this older gentleman's behind me. And he starts a conversation with the guy behind him. And he's like, wow, like, I guess people don't know how to work these days. And I'm like, mind you, we haven't been standing in line for a minute even. And he's already complaining. He's like, no one wants to work these days. They're just so slow. Like, I've been a cashier for 50 years and I was never this slow. And I'm like, are you sure about that? Are you sure about that, sir? Okay. Because you look like you're struggling just to walk up every time we move an inch in this line. And the guy behind him, he's trying to rant too, just seems like he's so out of it. Like, dude, I don't agree with you. Just stop talking. And he just keeps talking for the next, mind you, we in line. I timed it for 3 minutes. We were waiting in line. And he just kept hooting and hollering about, like, I guess people are not cut out to work as cashiers. People don't want to work anymore. And I'm like, steal then. Go steal this whole thing. Oh, wait, you can't even freaking walk properly because you're just goddamn slow. You're complaining about how the cashier is slow. The cashier is slow. How about these people have fucking 50 items? Maybe that's why it's taking so long. Why are you blaming the cashier? It is not their fault. And it's also not their fault that the self-checkout is broken. It's not their fault. So when it was my time to go up, I struck up a conversation with the cashier. We were talking about our jewelry because we both had the same hard jewelry ring. And we were talking about that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take my sweet time up here, sir. Because you were hooting and hollering in line. So now I'm going to make you wait. Because we weren't even waiting that long. You just don't have no patience for anything or anybody. And shit like that. And you already know what kind of genre person I'm talking about. That these past stories have been about. Because it's the same shit. They just want everything to be easy for them. Like, like their time is just worth so much more than everyone else's time. And they have to let everyone around them hear about it. Like, ugh. And it always pisses me off because people like that, if someone complains about their attitude or whatever, they're like, mind your business. And I'm like, you're making it my business. You know why? Because you're hooting and hollering in my space. You're out here screaming, cussing in my space. Like, yeah, I'm making my business. This is not your house. This is public. And if you're going to hoot and holler and make it everyone's business, not even whispering to the cashier or shit, or whispering to yourself about your complaints or keeping it in your head, I'm gonna make it known that you're pissing me off and you're annoying and you're being dumb. Like, ugh, fuck you. But yeah, like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people these days. And I don't know if there's something in the air, or maybe it's summer and people just be out and they want to act a fool. But I just been encountering so much bullshit. And like, I literally have been living life, talking and making small talk with people outside. But lately, people be pissing me off. And I feel like people just like lack common decency and lack like they don't really self-reflect and they don't really think like, is this a battle I want to fight today? I feel like they want to fight every single fucking day over everything. And they feel like everything should just be handed to them. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, shut up and sit down. Like, if you're that upset about something, why don't you do something about it instead of bitching and moaning in the goddamn FedEx Express? How about that? Ugh. But like, I just really need to share that with y'all because I wonder if y'all have been experiencing that too, because it's just so annoying. Like, shut up, y'all. Oh my god, and another thing that I feel like is just so, I feel like it's been just like an eruption. I feel like people are just so chronically online and just live online so much that they feel like they get to say anything about anyone all the time. like, yes, we have free will. Yes, you can, like, make comments, like shit, and say whatever you want. But it's the way people feel like what they have to say is God about a stranger's life. Like, it's just so funny to me. Because, like, the amount of hate comments that people just get for just, like, being themselves or just existing is actually insane. And it makes me think, like, do these people who leave all these comments have anyone to talk to? Or do no one want to listen to them? Because they feel so entitled to their opinion about a stranger's life, mind you. And I just find it so weird that they feel so comfortable to be like, you're the ugliest person I've ever seen in the world. You've been everywhere? Have you looked in the mirror lately? You looking mad ugly to me. Like, it's just that type of stuff. Like, why are you saying this? And it's like, you just want to bully a stranger? Like, what are you doing? Did you wake up today? Is no one talking to you? Is that why you spend all your time in the TikTok comments? Like, are you good? I don't think so. But shit like that, that pisses me off. Like, are you okay? And that's why I'm not on social media anymore. Like, I don't be perusing Instagram. I don't be on TikTok like that anymore. I'm trying to make my way back to YouTube. But, like, everything on YouTube is just so, like, plain Jane. Like, everyone is doing the same shit over and over and over again. Like, every person who vlogs or daily vlogs, they all live in LA. So we're all seeing the same fucking content every single fucking day. And I'm not saying it's, like, it's, oh my god, LA is so boring. It's not. But it's the shit that they think is cool and will give them views is the same thing. So you got the same 9 daily vloggers doing the same shit every single day. And it's like, where's the variety? And they're not, I feel like they're not real people anymore. Like, they feel so out of touch and so out of reach that I just can't relate or want to watch them anymore. Because I don't feel like they're a person. They just feel like a robot to me. And it's just, like, so strange. Like, I don't want to be anywhere near it. And I wonder if y'all feel the same way that, like, celebrities, content creators, influencers, even though influencer, I use that lightly, like, because people just be online making videos thinking they're this, that, and the third. And influencers, I know they're supposed to influence, but it's funny because, like, they just want to get a bag. So every single thing they say is just them trying to sell you something. And especially on TV now, I feel like product placement is just so bad. Like, they're not good at it. Like, I know that this episode was sponsored by Walmart. I know this episode was sponsored by fucking Amazon. Because you keep shoving that logo in my face. Like, are you serious? Like, it's not even nonchalant or clever anymore. Because, like, you know, there's always been product placement in non-commercials, but in, movies, TV shows, like, anything, like, you know, but they make it so obvious nowadays, where I'm like, is the consumer just so dumb that they don't realize when that people are trying to make them, like, buy something, like, they need it to be in our face so obvious nowadays, is that what we need, because we're just, like, not there anymore in our heads, and, like, the same thing with, like, content creators and influencers, like, every other word is just them trying to sell you something. And it's, like, probably something that you don't even need or want, or it's not even that good. Like, I think it's just so silly. Like, why? Like, I know, like money talks, and they just want to get their bag, but they make it so painfully obvious they don't even believe what they're trying to sell you. Because you know they're not even using that product. Like, you never see in their daily vlogs, and their Get Ready With Me, they're not using that lotion. They're not using that face wash. They're not buying from Walmart, mama. But they talking about how, like, oh, I get my groceries from Walmart. No, you don't. I see you shop at Erewhon on your daily vlogs. What are you talking about? You don't be going to Walmart. But you're telling us to go there? Yeah. Like, it's that type of shit that makes everything online so irritating. I don't know. Like, I always complain to my friends. And my friends are like, you should make content. You should make content. I'm like, I don't want to be making the content. I want to be watching the content. Like, hello. But now it goes to my next thing. Like, let's all just let our friends be our influencers, because lately I've honestly just been like watching my friends shit and watching their stories and their close friends and like their TikToks and asking about products they're using, because I don't want to listen to anybody. Okay, I might use their discount, like a celebrity's discount code or an influencer discount code at checkout, you know I will, but like I'm not gonna be like, oh, I want to buy that because they're using that. Like, I don't believe you. I don't believe you actually use that deodorant. I don't believe you that it actually smells good. Like, I don't. But my friend, who I know be hitting the gym, be hanging out with me after, who doesn't smell bad, be using a really good deodorant that I'm like, ooh, I want to use that because you sweat hella and you came to hang out with me, hug me, you don't smell bad. Like, I'm going to use that. like, it's that type of thing where I feel like we need to start sharing with our friends what we're using, what lotion we're using, what products we're using for our face, what products we're using for our hair, all this other stuff. And, like, not being afraid to ask people on social media, like, on your close friends or on your story. I know some people get, like, why are you asking the story about, like, where should I get my haircut? Like, sometimes we need to, okay? Some of us don't want to use Yelp or, like, go through. Because I genuinely feel like people be lying on Yelp depending on what city you're in. I especially believe that when I'm in more affluent areas and I look up non-American food and people are like, this Mexican food is so good, and that would be the nastiest shit I've ever ate in my life, but you gave it a 4.5 out of 5, like, huh? Like, I don't be believing you. So that's why I ask my friends, because they went themselves and they're not going to get anything from telling me, oh, that shit was booty, like, or that shit was delicious. You know, like, they're just going to tell you how it is. So that's why I was like, let's do that. Like, my friends are my influencers now. Like, they influence me. I look forward to their stories. I like, I look forward so much to my friends in SoCal stories. Like, when my friend Mackenzie puts on her story, like, slams laptop till Monday, like, ooh, I know she about to have a weekend. And she posts her OOTN, like, outfit of the night. Like, oh, I love it. I eat it up. And she posts the pregame, like, I'm eating it up, mama. I'll eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, I love it. I feel like I'm there. Or, like, when my friend Grace, whenever she goes out on the town, and she posts, like, her vlog. She posts the pre. She posts the aftermath and her thoughts. Like, I will watch that shit 10 times. My friend Aliana, she be telling me what she be eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And who bought it for her. Like, I will eat up. I'll eat it up. My friend Christina, she be telling me she just got a walking pad for her work from home job. Congratulations, girl. I'm gonna ask her about that walking pad. Is she enjoying it? Is it good? Is it actually doing something? Is she getting her steps in? I'm gonna ask. It's things like that where I'm like, I'm gonna give my friends their flowers. I'm gonna gas them up because I love what they're putting out there. I'm listening, I'm watching, and I'm sat. I'm not telling y'all to, like, have, like, 150 heads on your close friends because you want an audience, but I'm like, yo, like, post, like, who gives a fuck? Like, your followers are following you for a reason, and if they don't want to follow you anymore, they can unfollow you, and don't take it personally, because I know people have been unfollowing me, motherfuckers. No, it's okay, it's fine, like, I don't care. But I hate when people don't remove you as a follower. Like, I will say this, when I unfollow people, I remove them as a follower, because I'm like, you don't want to be a fan, like, and I don't want you here anyway. But I remember this one girl from high school, it's so funny because I caught this bitch. I was like, oh, I want to unfollow her. And I went to her account, and I was like, wow, like, she has, like, 2,000 followers, but, like, 300 following, or who she's following. And I went to go see it, and she literally unfollowed me. She unfollowed, like, everyone from high school and everyone she ever knew except for this one boy. I'm like, why? He doesn't even talk to you, or never even did talk to you. But I think it's so funny because, like, all those people she unfollowed still follow her because they don't know. And now I'm like, I literally texted all my friends. I'm like, unfollow this girl. Because she unfollowed you, but she wants to have her follower count so up, she didn't, like, remove everyone as a follower. But for me, I have common decency. I will remove you as follower because I'm like, I don't want you to see my shit, and I don't want to see your shit. So, this, that. It doesn't matter. But things like that, like, let's gas our friends up, you guys. Like, let our friends be our influencers, because I'm sick of giving these people money, and they don't deserve it. Okay, and also block people. I feel like nowadays I block people so much. I block celebrities, influence, all these people, because I'm like, I get enough ads on my Instagram, on my TikTok, on my Twitter, that if I don't really want to see you, I don't even want your ads near me. Like, please stop. Like, I don't want suggested. Instagram suggests that you might like this person. I don't. That's what you have me wrong. I don't want to see them. Please stop showing me. I don't want to see them. Stop. But I block people all the time. Just cause. Like, celebrities, blocked. Influencers, blocked. I don't know you. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. But there's, like, certain influencers that I like. Like, there's this one Latino creator on TikTok. I do enjoy him. I think he's funny. He's precious. And he reminds me of people I know and grew up with. And he, like, his lifestyle and how he lives and his parents and family really reminds me of my family. His name is Benji. I don't remember his last name, but I love him down. Like, I think I do follow him. And I love when his content shows, like, his lives show up on my feed, his little clips, because I think he's funny. And, like, Brentman Rock. I follow Bremen Rock. I love Bremen Rock down. Like, show me that mango. Show me the fruit that you got from the farmer's market. I'm envious. Show me all 500 chickens you have. Like, I don't care. I love his dog, Cora. Or is it Cora or Tora? I'm sorry. Apologies if I got it wrong. But yeah, like, there's certain people I do enjoy their content and I do invest in and I follow. But other people, I'm like, I don't want to see you blocked. Ugh, blocked. when I implore you, I encourage you to do the same, because like, why is your shit showing up on my page? I don't want you. The algorithm doesn't know me, bitch. I want to see K-pop edits. Fuck out of my face. Oh, and another thing, y'all. I think it's just so funny when people are out here in the comments defending, like, celebrities, influencers, and content creators like those people care one shit about them. Like, they're out here defending them like they're their PR. Like, they're getting paid. Like, they're a part of the PR team and they're getting paid to defend them in the comments. And I totally understand, like, if you're really, like, a diehard fan. But it's, like, it gets to the point where you kind of look ridiculous. Like, you're putting words into the celebrity's mouth because you want them to look a certain way, but they're really not that way, and you're not friends with them. I think people need to get, be aware of parasocial relationships, like, one-sided relationships that happens a lot with, people in power, celebrities, all that things, because you think you know them, but you don't. You're a fan. You're a supporter. And not saying, like, you're not important, but, like, you're not their friend. And there are a bunch of celebrities and influencers and content creators that don't really make that line obvious. I think someone that I really admire how they made that, like, they drew that line that in the sand and was like, hey, do not call me by my government name. It's Chappell Roan. Like, Chappell Roan was like, do not call me by my government name. Do not trauma dump on me when you meet me in life, real life, because she's like, it's a lot to take in and I don't know you personally. And I'm like, yeah, but you see, like, there's a lot of, like, people that are like, you're my friends. And you're like, that's not your friend. Stop saying that. You can say that you feel very close to your followers and you're very happy that they support you. But friend is such a heavy statement. Like, you're claiming them. And it's so one-sided because you know nothing about them unless, like, you've had a certain supporter for, like, years. And you really got to know them. That's a whole another story. But especially in K-pop, like, people be defending their idols like they know them. Like, you don't know them. You had a fan call with them for a minute. Like, shut up. You don't know them. Stop. But yeah, they be acting like they're the PR team. Like, girl, no one, you're not, are you on the payroll? No. Stop. I put, like, I've been jibba-jabbing for, like, an hour now. But the last thing, a couple things. Another thing that I've realized, I don't know if y'all are similar. I have a really hard time going to sleep. I've talked about this a lot on my podcast about, like, how bad my insomnia gets and how my anxiety really, like, fucks me up before bed. But I started realizing, like, I genuinely need to invest in actually journaling and, like, having a diary in a physical notebook and not keep it in my notes app, because late at night when I'm in my feelings, I go to my notes app and I read all my sad ass entries and then I spiral and then I'm awake till 5 a.m. Like, it's so bad. Like, Eleanor, stop. Like, girl, why are you reading all this sad entries from, like, 2021 up till now? Like, what are you doing? Like, stop. And, like, I, like, spiral and I fucking, like, don't sleep. And then I have, like, the next morning I'm, like, thinking about life and thinking, like, oh, wow, I suck. And I'm like, Eleanor, if you actually wrote your thoughts in a physical journal and kept it on your desk when you're, like, late at night not being able to sleep, you won't turn on the light, because I don't want my eyes to be like, ah, the light. Like, I'm not gonna try to acclimate to the light again and, like, physically get up from my comfy spot on the bed and, like, look for my journal and read it. Like, I'm not gonna do that. But because I'm on my phone in my bed, like, it's so easy for me to open the notes app and then, like, ruin my night by reading all my sad shit. Like, so I really need to fucking stop writing sad shit in my notes app. Like, I really need to fucking stop that shit. I don't even know why I keep doing it. It's just so convenient. And now on the iPhone, you have, like, the journal app. But I don't use that because I need to stop. Because, honestly, when I journal, it's usually just sad shit. And I'm just like, I don't want to be sad at 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to go to sleep. But that's something I need to do. And lastly, this is something that's very fresh to me. Klay Thompson got traded. So the Splash Bros are no longer, and you might be Eleanor, like, why do you care, man? Well, I care because I get emotionally invested in teams, and the Warriors are, like, the only basketball team we have here in the Bay. Like, the closest one we have is Sacramento Kings, but Sacramento. So, like, I was like, wow, like, I love routine. I love when things stay the same, and he's getting to that point where I think he will retire very, very soon, maybe in a couple of years, maybe, like, 2-3. And I wanted him to retire here so, so bad. And I hate things changing. And it makes me so, so sad. And, like, I knew it was coming because last season he did so poorly. But I wasn't one of those people that like made fun of him for it because some people gave him so much shit for it. And it's like he went through a really horrible injury, and I think it took him like a year to even come back, and he really wasn't the same ever since. And like, that's understandable. Injuries really do change your whole dynamic of your body. But people did not give him grace, and like, he meant a lot to that team, and he literally gave us so many rings. Like, and they were just being mad disrespectful and making so many memes and being so rude in the comments, and it made me so sad. And like, finding out he got traded, I think he's going to, is it the Dallas Mavericks? I think it's Dallas. He's going to be with Luka Doncic. I had a crush on that man for a cool minute, and then I found out he had a girlfriend, and then I got sad. Like, Eleanor, you had a chance, huh? No. But yeah, like, it just made me really sad, and like, today, TikTok knows I like them, so I keep getting edits on my TikTok about the Splash Brothers and like Stephen Curry talking about Klay Thompson, or the interview that happened last season when he was like, I think he had a really bad game. He was just shooting air balls, and he was talking about like, yeah, like I looked up in the Raptors, like the nosebleeds, and then I saw someone wearing my number, and he's like, that made me really happy. And then like a bunch of edits of like him in his prime, and it just made me so sad. Like, I fucking cried because it just like, he just like loved living here, and I loved how he loved the Bay as much as I loved living here, despite all the bad things that be happening over here, because no one wants to fucking help the crime or help people fucking doing smash and grabs or help with their unhoused crisis, but like, to each their own. Okay. But like, he really loved being here, and I think his house is up for sale now, and they posted it, like what it looks like in the inside, and he just decorated it so sweet, like, and so beautiful, and it was so, I don't know, like, it just made me so sad that he's gonna be leaving us. And they said they're going to retire his jersey, and I think that's really cool, and I'm excited for him to come back and see that happen. But again, it just makes me so sad because I hate when things change, and I hate when my sports teams change so dramatically where I can't even recognize the team anymore and I don't know who even is playing. That happened to me with like the Giants. Like, I'm a Giants girl. And after like Buster Posey retired, like, I was like, who the fuck is on this team? Like, I need to find a new person to invest in and like love, and I haven't found anyone yet. Like, I'm trying. if you like the Giants too, is there anyone I should like have an eye on? Like, someone I really like catchers. Like, that's like my favorite position, because I was a catcher when I played softball, so I just like really think they're just like a super strong player. And I loved Buster Posey because he was not only a really great catcher, he was really good at hitting home runs. Like, homie hit dingers. So, and he was just a really good family man. So I was just like, oh, my idol. But now I don't have anyone to idolize. Ugh. Like, I don't even want to go to a game. Like, I was going to games anyway because it's expensive. But yeah, like, I don't know. And I'm not gonna like jump to another team because I'm loyal as fuck to the Bay Area. So I'm not gonna jump to any team. Like, for basketball, I do like the Lakers. I like the Chicago Bulls because that's who my dad liked when I was growing up, because my man's loved Michael Jordan and my dad loved Kobe Bryant. So we had Lakers and Chicago Bulls stuff. And I myself have the Chicago Bulls vintage t-shirt from 1998 when they won their third ring. Yeah, that shirt you see Michael Jordan wearing when he's like holding that trophy kneeled over. Yeah, I have the same shirt. It cost me a pretty penny too. It was fucking expensive. But, yeah. I don't know. I need to, like, I don't know who to like anymore, man. I don't know. But anyways, we're cutting down on my time. See, this episode was full of a lot of stuff. Sports, towards the end, because I'd be listening in. Because I like stuff. Common decency. Social media. Concerts. Crazy people in public. Crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. But yeah, like, this is what Free Dress is all about. It's just a bunch of topics being thrown around. Hopefully you enjoyed it and you were entertained. And maybe you heard some stuff that you didn't know. Maybe you learned a little something about basketball from me. I don't know. I don't know much about my... I don't know a lot about a lot of things. But, yeah. I hope to do another segment like this soon. But I'll go back to regular programming, aka episodes with themes, very, very soon. Aka in the coming week, hopefully, God willing. It's just been, like, so... my life has been loca. My life has been really crazy currently. I'm literally
not doing so hot like I usually am. So it's been really hard to just like sit down with the mic and have the time to do this and the energy. Because I have the time, but it's the energy and like trying to come up here and like plug in this mic and give you a show for an hour when I can't really show up for myself every day. So, but y'all caught me on a good day. So yippee. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for supporting me like always. You know, tell a friend, do something. Because I'm losing followers by the minute. No, I'm not. Thank you to all 56 of you that listen to Unreliable Narrator. I really appreciate it. I will catch you on the new one very, very soon. And have a great rest of your morning, night, day, week, whatever, whenever you listen to this. Goodbye.